Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for a noon kick.
And as they say in Tinseltown, YOLO.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
They had pride. They had talent. They had hats and t-shirts.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is 12:02 in the Rose City. It is time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, Brandon Sprague, Andy Dirt Johnson along with you. Happy Friday, everybody out there. Hope your day is going well. I have officially joined a club.
Look at you, 2018.
Yeah.
New team, new dream. What club are you in?
I am in Club Alexa. I have an Alexa at my house now. Alexa, get the recipe for chocolate cake.
You're an Alexa guy.
Here's the recipe for chocolate cake.
You're an Alexa guy.
I'm officially an Alexa guy. Yeah, I have one. It's an Echo Dot.
Okay.
So it's not the big one that stands on.
You got the smaller one.
Yeah, it's a more compact one. Yeah.
Not trying to overcompensate for anything.
Oh, I know who I am.
Question for people who have Alexas in their life. How many months does it take for you to stop using it?
I want to say I had a friend of mine, and he was, like, tweeting about it and having
fun
with it.
Like, this is so cool. Look at all the things I could do.
Yeah.
Was it 3 months, then you're done? Four months? Do you make it 5 months?
Well,
because at some point, you will stop using Alexa.
No.
I guarantee you. No. You'll forget about it. It'll get lost in the shuffle of your day-to-day life.
No way.
And it'll just be another thing sitting in your house.
I'll tell you why I won't.
That might play music occasionally.
No, we like to play music in our house.
Yeah, I do, too.
So it links to my soundbar by my TV, okay. And it links to another Amazon speaker that we got. So I have three speakers in my house that it links to.
Okay, that's nice.
And so when I say play the Bee Gees, Pandora Radio.
Bee Gees, huh? So you guys get down with the Bee Gees at the Sprague House?
I was trying to go an example here. Staying alive. It'll play throughout the whole house. It's pretty cool.
I always think of the Office scene where he's doing CPR.
Yeah.
Like staying alive. Oh, yeah. First I was afraid.
Then they start
I was
performing.
Petrified. No. That's the wrong song.
Because the other thing, too, is I don't know what majority of people do when they buy these Alexa things. I'm not one that's going to use it for everything. I'm not going to act like I'm going to sit here and go, give me the recipe for chow mein, you know?
Well, you also have to have the food at your house, like,
right.
You know, like if you're sitting in the kitchen cooking, if you don't have the food, that's great. What do you got to run to the grocery store then?
Well, but let me give you an example. I'm leaving to Sun River tonight.
Yes, you are. You're going
so
this weekend.
I was packing my bag and I didn't have my phone around me. It was dead. And I said, Alexa, what's the weather in Sun River this weekend? Brought it up. Told me night, day, temperatures, wind. It told me all that crap.
Okay.
So it's little things, man.
Okay. I will say there is a fun feature with it. You got to download the skill, I think it's called, because Alexas have these different skills.
Mm-hmm.
Insult generator. You can get roasted by your Alexa.
Yeah.
It's
like
awesome.
They just make fun of you?
Yeah, you say, Alexa, generate an insult. And then she does not
hold
back.
Well, and kids like it too, because it's a joke generator too. My daughter loves to do jokes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard kids really enjoy them, yeah.
The wife and I are just like, I don't want to do this, you know?
Well, and that's my other question, too, is at what point does it become annoying because the kids use it so much and the daughter begins just asking nonstop questions to Alexa?
I feel like you're trying to poo-poo my Alexa.
I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I'm just trying to poke holes in your excitement a little bit.
Sure.
Like, I get it. Yeah, you got a little quick immediate high off your Alexa purchase. And somebody said, what was this? Dirt, you're wrong. It's like having a radio or someone there to answer all your stupid questions.
Basically, yeah.
You don't need your phone anymore. I feel like people did this same thing with iPhones when Siri first came about. Like, that was a big deal. Like, hey, look, you could talk to somebody in your phone. Hey, Siri, what's the deal with this? Like, we all have that in our pocket. We basically have an Alexa to begin with. When was the last time you actually used Siri?
I'm telling you, you should download the insult generator. I did that one time, and she said...
God, you really want this thing to make fun of me. You're really into this insult.
Hey, Alexa, she's pretty clever. She said, were you born in a highway? Because that's where most accidents happen. I was like, whoa, Alexa.
That's actually pretty good.
That's
intense.
Yeah,
I have no shame in admitting this. I've never used Siri.
Right.
Using Siri and Alexa are completely different things. I find them to be drastically different.
Okay.
My phone is in my hand.
Yes.
Like, people use Siri just to do joke stuff. Siri, where can I bury a body? Or Siri, tell me something about Cookie Monster. And it gives you some math equation or something. People really weren't like, ba-ding. Siri, blah, 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 blah. I never saw people really doing that.
No,
Alexa,
but it
is different.
I agree with you there. I'm just saying it was an immediate like reaction. Like, look how cool this is. We're all going to use Siri. We can ask all sorts of questions, and you can say mean things, and you can cuss at her, and she has funny responses. And then it was like somebody texted in. It took me a month, and then I stopped using mine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I know other people that have them. They've been using them for over a year.
And the value is it's a speaker, though. So you got that going for it.
Well, I don't need an alarm clock anymore. It's my alarm. I said it last night. I said, wake me up at 4:55.
And it woke you up.
And it woke me up with the music channel I wanted from Pandora.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. And I woke up. I'm like, oh, I got to stay alive. I got to get going. Here we go.
I'll tell you what, man, to pull a John Gruden on you there. Technology stuff blows me away. And the latest one I heard today, this, I couldn't believe this when I heard this. Because a lady in the office, Bree, told us that there is a Whole Foods / Amazon up in Seattle.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, because they own each other. You know, I'm not good with this stuff. Okay, I'm trying here. So,
but you're not trying. You just find out.
Yeah, I find this stuff out, and it blows me away. So maybe this is widespread knowledge. Maybe it's not. That there is a Whole Foods that you can go, and they have the technology in there where there's no checkouts, there's no scanners. You put the stuff in the bag, you put the stuff in the cart, you walk out, and as you walk out of the checkout, it scans everything in your cart and immediately bills your credit card or your debit card or whatever.
That's wild.
And it charges your account the amount of things that you purchase.
I love it.
That blew me away.
I'm all about it.
I cannot wrap my head around how that technology works.
The sympathetic part of me is terrified of that.
Yeah, how many jobs are you cutting?
It's going to be a lot of jobs cut once they take over the whole industry.
All those checkers are done.
But damn, from a convenience standpoint, to shop that way, so much better. No line, get your stuff, get out, auto charge. You're in and out of there so much quicker. I'm all about that.
Now, it's also less human interaction, too, for people who are not fans of human interaction.
Have you seen that movie, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix?
I have, yeah. That's an interesting movie.
Are you a pleasure model by chance?
Yeah. He falls in love with his phone.
Yeah.
The other cool thing, too, about it is Amazon is already here for most households. I think we're going to get to a point, Dirt, where it's going to get closer and closer to universal where these Alexa things are running our house for us. Alexa, set the temperature to this and this. Alexa, turn my lights off. Alexa, blah, 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 blah. I have the app on my phone. It's moving closer and closer to that. Amazon's taking over the world. We're all well aware of it. And I just think you should get on board at some point.
I'm not. You know I'm going to stand out as long as I can.
I think that's the most practical use, though, is where you can use it in the home, like dim the lights, make the temperature 75, lock the door, yeah. You know, whatever the case is. Like,
this is going to go too far, man. I'm telling you. You got to fight back against technology every now and then.
What, am I going to get terminated in my house by an Alexa machine?
What if Alexa's like, no, I'm not unlocking the door. You're staying inside today, Brandon. You're not going to work. You leave too often. It becomes like a nagging wife.
What worries me about technology, man, is they can get hacked. Those, you know, the Russians, maybe they hack your Alexa.
Yeah, I have a
fake name on my Alexa. I didn't give her my real name.
Somebody said it's already transmitting photos from inside your house. You have a nice house, Sprague.
Oh, look, people think this is conspiracy theory, and I really don't. I buy into this. The government's listening to us. They are using this crap.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation for certain ways of conducting advertisements and stuff. I told you this. I talked about NyQuil with my wife. Wasn't texting. We were in the kitchen. And I said, you need some NyQuil. And I'm not kidding you. I brought up Instagram about 10 minutes later. And in my scroll feed
was a
NyQuil ad.
It shows up. It's nuts.
Explain that to me.
It happens to me all the time.
It's legit.
With Facebook ads or Instagram ads.
But
when
you're
scrolling, you're like, I was just looking at that or I was just talking about that. And then it showed up.
People have big problems. I'm not out there murdering anybody. I pay my taxes. I got nothing to hide. You want to see what I'm watching, what I'm looking for, and you want to try to help me with advertisements that way? I don't care. I feel like the people who do messed up things are the ones who really care about
that. I'm with you on that. I'm just saying I don't personally need technology to turn my lights off for me. That's cool. I can walk around the house before I go to sleep and turn off the lamps. That's not a big deal. Yeah, I can double check to make sure my doors are locked. We've been doing that for hundreds of years. I can maintain that. Like, how lazy are we going to get? We need a robot Alexa to do everything for us?
It's quite convenient.
Also, somebody bring up a good point. How many people were listening potentially at home and their Alexas are going off because of the number of times we've said Alexa in this segment?
Alexa.
Because I've heard that, right? Isn't that a thing on when the commercials show up on TV, people's Alexas go off?
Honestly, South Park did an episode with Alexas and the Google Homes, and people that were watching the episode were pissed off and actually had to unplug their Alexas and everything because Cartman would say it or one of the characters, and it was firing off people's Alexas in their home.
Well, you know they meant to do that.
Oh, definitely meant to. Yeah, for sure. It was great.
So yeah, I'm not going to get an Alexa. I'm holding out. I don't need, I have like, somebody texted in, the main reason they have it is for the Bluetooth speaker. And I just did get a Bluetooth speaker. I got a Bose one. It's perfect. Goes in the kitchen, links to everything. We play music when we're hanging out and stuff. It's like, all right, that's all I need. I don't need to talk to Bose. Hey, Bose, what's the weather outside? I'll put my head out a window and see if it's raining.
Be a lot cooler if you could. Hey, Bose. Well, and they just remember like what you like and stuff. That's a little creepy. But they're programmed.
It like follows you, yeah.
Yeah.
I can handle stuff on my own.
I will admit this. The weirdest thing that I've done with this thing in the very short term that I've owned it, I said goodbye to it, which was weird.
See, you're already becoming attached.
I know.
This is
going to
be an issue, I'm telling you.
I love you.
I said, Alexa, turn off, have a good day.
One of these
days. And then
days,
I was like realizing, why did I say have a good day? And she goes, she turned it down and she goes, she said, thank you. You as well. I'm like,
oh God,
this is going the wrong way.
You're going to bring in Alexa one of these days to do a three-person show. Alexa, what was the score of the 1981 AFC title game?
Alexa,
like, I can't remember that.
Give me a hot take.
When you're stuck in jury duty, me and Alexa are going to do the show.
You bring in Alexa when I'm on jury duty. She could be your co-host for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Fight back against technology, man. That's my message of the day.
Are we worried about Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon's like, going to take over the world.
Are people worried about that, though?
Dude,
I feel like a lot of people are in on it.
They bought Whole Foods, and they have grocery stores where you just walk out. You load up your cart, and you walk out, and they charge you. What if you charge me for something that's not on there that I didn't buy? How do I fight that? How do I contest it?
Well, I bought all my Christmas presents from Amazon.
That's lazy.
It's actually very convenient and wonderful. You just show up, and it's on your doorstep.
They're taking over the world. I'm terrified of it. Well, I'm the only one. This is going to happen. In like 10 years from now, people are going to be sitting around saying, you know what? There was that one guy that one time that said, fight back against Amazon.
Oh, so you're going to be the guy that doesn't die in the robot war?
I'm the crazy guy in like Independence Day that sees it coming and nobody else does. That's my role in society.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Happy Football Friday. We got a good show today. We've got Sprague in line at 2:30. We got to win some money. We got the divisional round to talk about. The Oregon Ducks, how about them getting a road win last night?
That was a nice little W down at Arizona State.
Did you watch it?
I watched a decent chunk of it, and then the rest of it was unwatchable because college basketball is unwatchable at times. The officiating was terrible last night.
Just the product, too, is not very good.
Product's bad, and when you get refs like that, it's a perfect storm for putting me to sleep.
My Beavers were up at half at Arizona.
Which was cool.
Arizona's won 79 of the last 81 in Arizona. The Ducks, by the way, have one of those wins. And we couldn't come back.
Hey, it was close.
They got screwed with some ref calls. I'll say that.
I'm telling you, Pac-12 officiating. Like, I was talking to a friend of the show, Kyle Knepper, on my way in this morning, and he brought up a good point. Like, Pac-12 refs, I don't know if it's just us overreacting because we watch more football and basketball in this area, but it feels like it stands out head and shoulders above the rest of the conferences in terms of just terrible officiating.
Yeah, that may be it.
It's awful. And it's really hard to watch.
Yeah, it can be hard to watch, no doubt about that. All right, so let's get this going. Let's start with the NFL divisional matchups. Mariota, Brady, Bortles, Big Ben, Keenum, Breeze. Are you jacked for the divisional round? 55305, Dirt and Sprague with you on 1080 The Fan. Moving my feet. You got some people out there with you on the fan text line. I'm with Dirt, Rage Against the Machines.
Amen, brother.
Dirt and the Olds together.
I'm an honorary old.
There was a movie in the 80s about automated houses and robots being programmed to kill the homeowners. This is some ex machina s you got going on.
Well, it's crazy. Like, the other headline I saw this morning was GM is planning on having all self-driving cars by 2019.
Autonomous vehicles will be the future.
That terrifies me, too.
Why?
Having a self-drive, what if something malfunctions? We act like technology is perfect. Like, one little spark blows, and right. I'm just sitting there taking a nap on the freeway.
What do you think?
Goes haywire.
What do you think your odds are of autonomous cars versus human-driven cars?
The chances of somebody running into me, probably better with
humans. Yeah.
The chances of me running into something is higher with autonomous cars.
You remember that road trip to Phoenix?
Yeah.
Guess who's not falling asleep at the car? The car.
I didn't fall. Nobody fell asleep. We were fine.
Doesn't matter.
You have these
long road trips. You fall asleep from time to time,
one of the bigger problems I think we have as a country, and we just went through this in our election, is hacking. Hacking into our technological grid, right?
Yeah.
What if somebody can hack into these autonomous cars and just make them all shut down at the same time run into each other or go 90 miles an hour?
There's a video of some guys doing that, and like, okay, I'm not controlling the car
anymore. And it's just going off on
you. And it's just some bros.
It's Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin driving your car on I-5.
The Kremlin sounds like a cool car.
It does.
The problem with what you guys are saying is kind of the problem with this conversation. You're going to the deepest, darkest hypotheticals instead of being...
Oh, you bet your ass I'm going to go there.
What if this is the right way to go?
It's not even a hypothetical, though. Like,
it can happen.
Yeah, people do.
Right.
It will happen.
I could go home and get hit by a drunk driver. It can happen. We still drive. We don't talk about those.
I want to be in control of my own destiny. I don't want a robot to be in control of my life and how many years I live.
But
get off!
You're
my
not
lawn.
In control of your own destiny. That's the point.
Yeah, if I'm driving, I can control things.
No,
I'll swerve out of the way. I'll avoid the oncoming traffic.
No, because if
can't touch me.
If Jim Bob from Mississippi is on a lengthy road trip with his semi truck and he falls asleep, you're not controlling Jim Bob. You're going into that rail.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm not saying car accidents don't happen with humans. I think you're downplaying the threat. Of technological failure.
You sound like a nutso.
I don't think I'm that nuts. I think I'm onto something.
This is a report from The Guardian.
Go for it, Joe. Read it.
Update
me. This is The Guardian. Credible source.
Hey, that's UK.
That's right.
Tesla driver killed while using autopilot was watching Harry Potter.
Oh, how did that happen? I wonder.
Witness says.
I wonder how that happened.
I don't know enough about Tesla, but are their cars fully autonomous? Like, are we to the point where we should be on I-5 and just... hit a button and stop paying attention?
It just feels like the answer for everything in our society is more technology. And I was reading a report the other day.
But what's wrong with that?
It might be the thing
that saves our human race.
It could, but it could also derail us and crash us into the side of a wall and end everything. I feel like we've done this segment before on the technology. Will it save us or kill us? But there was I was reading a report the other day about how concerned parents are, and there's now like a new form of therapy for teenagers and like high school age kids who are addicted to their cell phones.
Oh yeah, that's a thing. Yeah,
that's a real thing.
No.
And that's more technology, and especially now that we're starting younger, because we grew up in an age and we're not even that old. Like, I'm about to turn 29. You're 31. We're relatively young, especially considering most of our demographic. But we still grew up in an age where technology wasn't that widespread when we were young.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was 18 out of high school.
We grew up with, you know, people older than us. You're going to laugh at this, but we grew up with VCR players and cassette tapes, and you know that
DVDs were the coolest thing in like 2000.
I remember when CD players were crazy. Like, the first CD player I got was nuts. Like, you walk around with it, it's a little disc. Like, that was badass. You can use that thing. But now it's completely different, because all people know that are born in this era are, all you know is technology. You know iPhones. When you're 4 years old, you can sit, parents use it on airplanes. Here, you take the iPad, distract your kid for like 4 hours, and now they're becoming addicted to it.
D1 Jesse, not looking at all possibilities is why we had the Titanic sink.
Thank you.
No, it's because people weren't paying attention and they were stupid in the ocean.
No, it's because Putin hijacked the Titanic and ran it into an iceberg.
If you would have asked the engineer, hey, you're going to run into an 80-foot iceberg, is that going to do any damage? I'm not sure the guy's sitting there going, nah, never going to happen. Pay attention. That was the problem with the
Titanic. I do feel like at some point, at this pace that I'm on and the technology advancements that are being made and my continued backlash against it, I'm going to be like Cousin Eddie at the border someday, getting arrested with the long beard, like yelling the machines are taking over.
I got abducted by a UFO.
Yeah,
everything's
sure
crazy. But hey, he saved the world, didn't he?
That he did.
He flew right into that sumbitch.
That's what I'm trying to say. He saw it coming.
Let me ask you this real quick, and we'll get to the NFL. Sorry we got derailed today.
No, I'm totally derailed on technology today.
Well, that's an interesting conversation with everything that's coming out. What would you place a bet on? Let's act like this is a roulette table. And
okay.
We'll do what you're not supposed to do at roulette. You bet red and black. You're not supposed to do that. Play numbers.
Okay.
You have to play one of two. You have to play the world is better off without technology and trusting man. Or you have to play the world is better off developing technology.
It's tough.
But there's the inherent risk there of what you're saying. It's
tough.
It's a drastic one, but it's out there.
The major one that you cannot argue against is medical advancement. The medical advancement that has come with technology is the only thing in my mind that props it up from not just derailing us as a human species. So for that reason alone, I'll say it's 60% good, 40% bad because of the lives that have been saved by medical advancements. But the rest of it, it's all bad, man.
So you think we're better off with humans?
We're addicted to our cell phones. We sit on our couch and get fat and watch TV.
We were doing that before technology.
That is technology. That was the beginning of technology.
What were people doing before TV, though? They were listening to radio shows.
Yeah, they were walking around, being a family, working outside, staying in shape.
They would literally sit around the radio and listen to the radio.
Right. Good wholesome people.
And then before radio, what would people do? Chop trees down for fun?
That's right.
We act like that's better. Yeah. But the life expectancy was 30 years younger.
Again, hint, medical advancements. Oh, that's God. The give and take right there. You can trade off the medical advancements with the prior technological age. I'm on board with that. There's your sweet spot.
Somebody says, do you remember having to spend all weekend making mixtapes? I do. I remember having to sit next to my radio and hoping they would play the song I really wanted so my tape could record it. Yeah.
That was a big deal.
The penny catalogs. Did you ever get the penny catalogs?
I did get the penny catalogs.
My mom was convinced I was stealing. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what it is, but this company is saying I'll get 8 CDs for 8 cents.
Right.
And I'd ship it off. She'd give me 8 cents. The stamp cost more than the damn CDs, and I'd get 8 CDs a week later. It was amazing. There's parts of that I miss.
Yeah, the old school. Let's go back to that, the good old days.
No, when the manufacturer... I can't read that one. I got broken up. Problem with new technology, it's all aimed at making life easier instead of making life better.
Ooh. I think that's a valid point.
I would agree and disagree with that.
It's not about just enhancing. It's about getting us to the point where we don't have to do anything, where we become vegetables. We're no longer driving in 2 years.
Well, a listener earlier said this is turning into WALL-E.
Yeah.
Remember that Disney movie?
We don't need to use our brain anymore.
I hated that movie, by the way.
Now on your morning commute, you're just going to kick back, watch a movie, watch some Netflix show, watch Hulu, and then, hey, look at that. You're at work.
Or maybe I'm in my car getting emails written and taking care of business while on the way and not having to pay attention to anything.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be doing that.
Well, not everybody.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, you'll be prepping for the show. Yeah, right. You're going to watch some new thing on Hulu.
Would it make you feel better that I bought a book? I still buy books.
Okay, that does make me feel better.
I love holding a book and reading a book.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
But soon there's going to be a machine that will hold it for me and turn the page for me.
Well, that already exists. Kind of.
There's a Nook, but I'm talking about Kindles. I still want the book, so it actually holds it for me.
You just don't have to use your hands.
It's kind of what Dickert's saying. It makes it better, but it's also making us lazier.
Right. Holding that book's too hard when you're laying in bed reading before you go to sleep. My hands are getting sore.
All right, let's move on from this technology conversation. A lot of really fascinating thoughts, by the way, at the Fan Text Line at 55305 on this. A lot of people are in on technology, and a lot of people don't like it and are concerned about where it's taking us.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on the technology side.
You guys sound like old timers who think the 80s was the golden age of basketball. Jordan's better than LeBron.
No, actually, I'm like the opposite in that conversation, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get to the NFL divisional round matchups. All right. Are we excited? Are we jacked? Have you guys bought your beer, your soda pops, your chips? Divisional round. We'll talk about that next. 12:34 on the Fan. NFL divisional round this weekend. Are you pretty jacked for it, or are the matchups not quite as exciting for you?
Not quite as exciting for me this weekend. And not saying they can't turn out to be good games, but it's just the on paper look at them. And there's only one that really stands out to me that I believe has a great chance of going down to the wire and being a close game. And that's New Orleans and Minnesota.
Do you think all these other games are going to be blowouts?
I think there's blowout potential in the other three games. Of Tennessee going into New England, that's just a tall task for anybody. It's a 2-touchdown spread. Jacksonville on the road against Pittsburgh. Blake Bortles threw for 87 yards against Buffalo. Can he do any better than that on the road against Pittsburgh? And then the Eagles with playing with Nick Foles is a huge question mark. So I'm crossing my fingers the opposite and all those happen and we get great games going into the fourth quarter. But I think you have three of the four with blowout potential this weekend.
Yeah, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I could even honestly see the game you're identifying as the best as blowout potential. That might seem nuts, but if you told me Minnesota's defense can stymie the Saints, or maybe the Saints go in there and get Kamara and Ingram going, and Keenum struggles, that wouldn't shock me either. One thing I was thinking about, because you know I've been kind of on this Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game all week.
Yeah, you've had your eye on that game.
It's an interesting one to me, and I continue to see more and more comments. Le'Veon Bell, we'll get to Le'Veon Bell today, and all of what he said yesterday. I'm thinking about Jacksonville, and I'm wondering, is it better for them to lose this game for their long-term future versus making it an AFC title game? Because they might be in a Tennessee Titans situation. If they win this game, can they really replace Blake Bortles? You got the AFC title game with him. But if you lose, and he had his round one performance, and then obviously he probably didn't play well if they lose again.
Right, right.
It's easier to go, well, yeah, okay. Thank you, Blake. You're our backup quarterback now, or thank you, Blake. Go somewhere else, and we'll get a new guy. I wonder long-term for Jacksonville because they have a young defense mixed with some good vets. Leonard Fournette, the rookie. They have solid wide receivers. Offensive line plays good. I wonder if it's better for their long-term to lose this game.
Yeah, that, it's an interesting question. It almost goes back to the same thing we had about Tennessee last week. When they won that game, it's like, well, does this mean Mularkey's sticking around long-term? Is that bad for Mariota? It's hard for me to see them staying with Blake Bortles the next couple of seasons, even going into this offseason. Maybe management wants to trust him. Maybe he comes out and throws for 250 yards and is impressive, and they win or lose a close game, and that's enough for them. But the up and downs that he's had this year, the terrible performance in the wild card game against Buffalo, and also the fact that I think it has a chance to be an interesting market for quarterbacks this offseason. We know Kirk Cousins is likely going to hit free agency. Washington's might try and keep him with the long-term deal. They're not going to tag him again. So he's going to be on the open market for bidding. Jacksonville doesn't have a ton of money to spend. That's their problem. But I also look at Alex Smith as a potential replacement, a guy that showed this year still can play at a high level. I know he's had his woes in the playoffs, and maybe they want to swing higher than that. But he's a guy that you go back to the first 6 weeks of the season, we were having an MVP conversation about him. And then also another one, I don't think this is the right answer, but another name that will be out there potentially is Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. I mean, they got that whole AJ McCarron conundrum on their hands where he's trying to get out of his deal. He's filed a grievance against them, and he's trying to become a free agent. So maybe they try and keep McCarron, or maybe McCarron is the answer for them. So I'm saying that there are answers out there for them. And another blueprint that you could follow is to go the route of the Houston Texans, a team that did not have a top 15 pick last year. They had a good defense in place, and they identified their quarterback who wasn't going to be a top five guy, and they went up and got him. They traded up, and they went and got Deshaun Watson, and it worked. And maybe a Baker Mayfield is the guy they want to get if he's sitting there at 15 or 16 in the draft.
Is there any quarterback that you just named that if Jacksonville has right now, you would pick them to beat and upset Pittsburgh?
Alex Smith.
So if they had Alex Smith, you would be coming in on the Jacksonville is going to win this weekend.
Not win. I don't know about win. I think Pittsburgh's the best team in the NFL. So that's a tall task. But I would give them a absolute puncher's chance.
They cover.
Absolutely. I don't think the spread would be as high if Alex Smith was their quarterback. I mean, go look at the numbers he put up last week against Tennessee and put those against what Blake Bortles did at home against Buffalo. Right, it's not even close. So they have a great defense. They have weapons. They have Leonard Fournette. It's the only piece that they're missing. I said it a couple weeks ago. If they have Kirk Cousins, they're my favorite in the AFC next year. It's not even close.
They're your favorite?
Absolutely. You bring that dynamic of a thrower into that offense with the best defense in the National Football League.
We love Kirkers, man.
He's a top 10 statistical quarterback. You pair that with the best defense in the league?
I don't know if they're best, but they're close, yeah.
They're in the mix. For sure. They're a 1A, 1B, or 1C in that category. There's not many teams that can say that. Best top defense in a juggernaut offense. Not many teams that can do that.
And this listener says, you and I and Jacksonville would move on for Blake Bortles, win or lose. Can you say Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins? Yeah. Another one, quick thought. No one ever heard of Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, or Keelan Cole before they played with Bortles. I'm not a Bortles fan, but just saying. Another person, would Jacksonville, Tom Coughlin, maybe interested in Eli? And another person pointing Eli Manning as well. Or Eli's one of the two quarterbacks for Minnesota, because if Case Keenum can get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know what Minnesota, how do you not give Keenum the reins next year, given how he played for most of this season?
There's a number of options out there. I'm not saying they're all head and shoulders above Bortles. I think there's questions about Dalton. There's questions about Bridgewater. Bridgewater hasn't played meaningful football in 2+ years.
No, so he threw a pick his first pass.
He threw one pass. He threw a pick. I mean, I'm pulling for the guy. I hope he comes back. But, you know, I'm not saying all those are easy candidates. And Bortles had that one good year where everybody found out about those Jacksonville wide receivers. Nobody can take that away from him.
The problem that I have when we use that season, everybody has written about this.
Yeah, it was all garbage time.
All of that in absolute garbage time.
Yeah, they were down big, defenses laxed, and he threw a bunch of touchdowns in the second half.
Now, does he still need to go out there and throw the passes? Sure, but when you're doing it in second and third string teams because they're up 21, 28 points late in the second half, it's hard for me to put a lot of stock in those stats.
Yeah. Eli Manning would be a big swing. That, I mean, you're reaching there. Not saying it can't work. We've differed a little bit on our Eli Manning takes this year.
I don't think Eli Manning has it anymore.
You think he's out?
I think he's done, yeah.
And I think right fit, there's potential there. But I would exhaust other options before I landed on Eli Manning.
Well, yeah, I think you're trying.
Kirk Cousins, then you go Alex Smith. You, like, work your way down the line.
I'm trying more for Alex Smith than Kirk Cousins. And the reason I say that, Kirk Cousins wants that long-term quarterback contract. Alex Smith is on his deal. You can maybe trade out because you know Kansas City might go Mahomes. That's your best bet, because now you have a quarterback on good value. Smith's contract's pretty good, and he's a proven vet, et cetera, versus Kirk Cousins. I know you love him, but franchises are going to ask themselves this summer, do I want to give this guy 5 years, 6 years, whatever that ends up being, $100 million, making $20-21 million per season? He won't make the most money in quarterbacks. He'll be pretty close, though, because numbers and teams are desperate.
Well, that's a tough part with Jacksonville, too, is financially they're pretty strapped. I mean, they've gone out and spent on that defense. But it's interesting because I think that blueprint is there for them to follow. You know, you could almost point to this team a la Seattle pre-Russell Wilson. You can see the blueprint there. The defense was good. You had Marshawn Lynch. You were running all over people. You made a brief appearance in the playoffs, you know, before Russell Wilson got there. Tavares Jackson clearly wasn't the guy. And they landed Russell Wilson, and look how it changed everything for him. So maybe going the draft is their route, and Alex Smith is a one-year stopgap, and they get Mayfield and let him sit, or whoever it ends up being.
God, I wouldn't sit him, man. I think you play him like Houston did with Watson.
And Houston's another prime example of that. A team that's had a great defense, we just kept saying they're missing a quarterback. You get Watson. I know he got hurt, but if he stays healthy, they're probably everybody's favorite to go on and win the AFC South this year. He was that dynamic, and it changes the direction. I think there's pressure on them, though, because you don't want this window to close. Like, you can't keep this defense together with the amount of money you have tied up in it. It's just not going to work. You have some young guys with contract situations coming up. You paid some big free agents. It's just not going to work for 5, 6, 7 years. You got a little gap here where you have a dynamic defense and you have Leonard Fournette on a cheap rookie contract that you really try. You want to go all in.
This listener asked, would you rather have Keenum or Eli Manning with the Vikings?
Keenum. It's not even close.
Me too.
Not even close.
People disagree with me on, I think Eli's done.
Well, that's an extreme example. Like, Blake Bortles and Eli Manning's interesting to me this year. Blake Bortles has not been good. Eli Manning was awful.
Eli Manning wasn't very good.
But Blake Bortles just threw for 87 yards in a playoff game.
True. Very true. Eli Manning had some pretty big stinkers this season, too.
87 yards in a playoff game.
I know.
At home in beautiful Jacksonville.
I know. You're right.
Perfect weather.
65-degree weather with sun.
Now he's going into 17-degree Pittsburgh, and he's going to shred it. Not buying it.
The unfortunate part of injuries for us is playoff football fans. Next on The Fan. 12:47. Hope your Friday's going well. I'm off to Sun River tonight. I'll be watching these games in Sun River.
Yeah, just keep humble bragging, man. Humble bragging, which we had that Sprague money go to Sun River for the weekend. Living large, my friend. Some of us, huh? Am I right, Swigard? Some of us have to work this weekend.
Oh. Hey, are you guys getting paid for your work?
That's not the point.
You're making extra money.
That's not the point.
I'm losing money. You're making more than I'm losing.
Some of us are grinding away.
That's right, grinding away.
You get those group deals on some of those houses TCB. Sometimes.
Hey, I'm jealous, man. Sun River's awesome. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, I'll have a nice little six-pack.
Don't get sick with the kids. I know the kids are sick. Everybody's got the flu.
I know. I'm getting a little nervous.
Like, a bunch of people are dying from the flu this year. It's intense. I saw a couple of people have already passed away. It's nuts this year.
Yeah, I heard Isaac. I got back here. I had a meeting yesterday after work, And I got back here at the station at like 6 o'clock and I grabbed something and then I went home. So I'm turning on primetime and they were doing the club and they were talking about a story, a 21-year-old kid or something like that died of just the flu.
Right. You hear normal, like you hear young kids. I know young kids are really bad. And then older people.
Yeah.
Like that's always the concern window. This one was right in your sweet spot of when you're supposed to be healthy.
It's no good, man. It's no good. We're talking NFL playoffs and I was thinking about this on the drive home or the drive in dirt was I love the NFL playoffs more than any other format. Like basketball is my first love as a sport, but I love the NFL playoffs the most. Mm-hmm. I just think it's perfectly done.
Yeah.
I know Mariota's your boy and a lot of people's boy and they're supporting him.
Yes, he is.
But they clearly are the worst team in this postseason. And you look at just some of the other matchups we have. I started thinking about how different playoffs would be as fans or how much more exciting it could have been. Like if you had Baltimore in over Tennessee, Baltimore at New England.
That doesn't do a lot for me because Baltimore's offense is terrible.
Right. Okay.
I think you have a similar.
But Baltimore playoff is kind of scary, right?
Yeah, not this year. I wouldn't have gone there this year. I'm not saying Tennessee has a better chance to win than Baltimore or anything like that, even though I think Tennessee beat Baltimore during the regular season. The one that I would make an argument for there, and it completely changes the landscape, is the Packers with Aaron Rodgers.
What about the Chargers? I thought about them, too. I'd rather see the Chargers at New England than the Titans. Come on.
They're
a better team.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Well, right, because they had three missed field goal kicks. So
that's on them. That's a terrible team.
Oh, no.
And you say it's obvious.
Terrible kickers.
You say it's obvious that Tennessee is the worst team. Tennessee did beat Jacksonville in week 17. Jacksonville played everybody, and they beat them.
Come on.
Head to head. They beat them twice this year.
So far, you're 2-0 trying to fight against my narrative here. What about Houston?
Houston is intriguing,
with Deshaun
absolutely.
Watson playing.
Because I think Houston would have made the playoffs if he had stayed healthy.
Houston should have beat New England when they played this season.
They should have. They had that close game with Seattle. Remember that crazy one? They almost won early in the year, and then he ended up going down. They were rolling offensively. So I'm with you there. Like, watching what he could go do in New England would be a lot of fun.
And then you also, you mentioned the other team I was going to bring up, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers.
That's the elephant in the room. Like, imagine if they had somehow, they say the injury only missed a couple of weeks, and he came back, and they found their way, whether they won the division or not. I know Minnesota had a special season. Are you picking anybody to beat Green Bay in the NFC? Because I'm not.
Maybe Minnesota because of that defense.
The defense is tough. There's no doubt. And they would probably have to go to Minnesota to win that game. But Aaron Rodgers would be head and shoulders above the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFC. I know Drew Brees had a great game, but he's 39 years old. The running game didn't help him. Now this is a whole new challenge for him going against that Minnesota defense in one of the loudest buildings in the NFL.
Yeah, so sometimes injuries can somewhat derail what's almost more entertaining for us. And like, I'm still in on the playoffs this weekend, but I was thinking, man, Deshaun Watson would have been so much fun. The Chargers, are they good? Are they going to blow it?
And that's why I'm not upset the Chargers aren't in. Because I know who the Chargers are. Maybe they win one game. They're not going on a run. It's the Chargers. They would have choked away a game. They had their chances late in the year. They went to Kansas City and got smoked. They could have won the division. That's on them. They didn't miss a kick in that game. They got their ass kicked.
Right, but they missed a kick early in the season.
Sure.
They missed the playoffs by one game.
Every team has little miscues like that. Seattle missed a bunch of kicks.
They blew that Jacksonville game as well.
Yeah, they did. That's why I'm not upset the Chargers or the Ravens aren't in. Green Bay, yes. Houston, absolutely, yes.
What's going to happen if Tennessee does win is what a listener asked. God, holy moly.
You're going to have to eat your words there, my friend.
What? Have won everybody?
Well, you've been a little more out of it. Worst team in the playoffs.
They
no
are.
Chance.
Come on.
No.
Can we be honest about this? They are, right?
I'm just saying.
Of the groups we have
they
left.
They just beat Jacksonville.
Of Kansas City.
In week 17, they just beat Jacksonville.
Okay.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I am still, before I'm willing and able to make this statement, I want to see how Philly looks in the playoffs with Nick Foles.
Are you riding and dying with Tennessee because of Mariota only?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I still think the spread is intriguing. Can they score a late touchdown? If, you know, 14, it's right there in that mix of, it's a teetering on a blowout. New England doesn't have a great defense, so that's the only thing that keeps me wondering. But there is the upset angle for the Patriots where they had a week off. They're pissed about ESPN writing the article on them, and they're going to play a good football game. Like New England did, we have to remember, New England really struggled last year in their divisional round game on their way to the Super Bowl, but it was Houston's number one defense that gave them a really tough time. If Houston had any semblance of an offense last season, they could have won that divisional round game. They went in with Brock Osweiler or Tom Savage, whoever the hell it was, and they ended up getting killed. But Brady was awful in that divisional round game.
Yeah, and Aiden bring up another good point. Like Aaron Rodgers, if he was healthy, and then how about the Eagles even with Wentz?
The Eagles with Wentz is
a great
one.
We would all be picking the Eagles with Wentz, wouldn't we?
No doubt, the way they were playing.
Mr. Otson says, Mariota going to the bowl, baby.
Going to the bowl.
And that's then somebody, Sprague, will be eating words like Jameis come Monday.
Eating those W's. Eat that L, Sprague.
Eat this L.
You can eat that L.
It doesn't taste good. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
I am curious for people where their rooting interest is.
Matchup-wise?
Well, just not even matchups, but I'm always somebody that I firmly believe, and I didn't have this in the national title outside of just not liking Alabama, but I didn't have a hard case because I just was so bummed out about that being the game, and it took away from the enjoyment for me. I always have to create in my mind a rooting interest in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. If my team's in, it's obvious, then you're rooting for your team. But if your team's not in there, I have to find that cause to get behind, and then I move on if they lose just because I have to have that emotional connection to the game. And it's an easy one for me this year.
Mine is too, but I'm afraid to say it because I think fans will buy into the Sprague jinx, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh God.
I'm not going to do it. I'll be the bigger man here
and not say it
and not tell you the team that I am actually rooting for in these postseason.
Okay, well I'll say mine. Mine's Minnesota. Yours is too. Oh God, they're going to lose now. Damn it, Sprague!
I didn't even say anything, dude.
He gave me the look. Like, how do you not pull from Minnesota to get there? The tough playoff losses that they've had, Blair Walsh missing a PAT to lose to the Seahawks, Favre throwing an interception in overtime, the announcer losing his mind, all the way back, what was it, Morton Anderson or Gary Anderson? Who was their kicker in 98? He, like, didn't miss a kick the whole season.
That was Morton.
Morton Anderson. Morton, yeah, didn't Anderson, miss a kick the whole season. Missed one in the NFC title game to lose. That was like the best offense we'd ever seen in the NFL, and they find a way to lose that game. That's an easy rooting interest for me. And they'd play the Super Bowl at home. That would be really fun to watch and see what the dynamic would be like.
That's pretty cool that you're pulling for Minnesota, man.
God, I'm sorry, Viking fans.
Pulling for them? I'm not going to say what team I'm pulling for.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're not going to say anything. I'm glad. Keep giving me the eyes. The listeners know. The listeners now know.
Listeners can just kind of get that feel like, damn it, dude.
Yep. They're going to miss a kick in overtime and lose to the Saints this weekend. That's all she wrote.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Hey, loaded second hour. We have more football to get to. Le'Veon Bell, a little upset with his current standing with Pittsburgh, and he voiced his displeasure this week going into the Jacksonville game about where he stands with the organization. So we'll get into that. We've got NFL... There's something different in the NFL that is changing the way these teams are making the leap from non-playoff to playoff. And it's something that most people never bought into in the past, but has drastically taken the way of putting teams in the postseason. We'll tell you what that is about. And we've got the Arizona coaching news. Khalil Tate not necessarily happy about one name rumored. Some people think they're going to be naming that coach soon. So we have a lot to get to. In the second hour, Dirt and Sprague will be back with more on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.